This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, Mthetho Mbatha, esitsho izwi lakho. Exactly now we are going to 4:30. Ukhona Apostle and Prophetess. I will just allow them to greet us. And then go straight to the word of God. Believe me, there is a word that God has for you today. Make sure that you don't miss out. Tell your friends and your family members to tune in and listen to what God is about to say through Apostle Chaba. Fundisi, let me welcome you and greet you and no mama. Ngifuna ke umama asibulise, then we will shoot straight to the word of God.
Amen. Bless you. Greetings, everybody, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Amen. Greetings, the viewers and the listeners of Cape Pulpit, Radio Cape Pulpit.
Mm.
Yes, it's Katis Yabaleka. It's now the beginning of March.
Mm. Mm.
Yes, we celebrated Christmas recently.
Mm.
Yes, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And now we are heading, in a few weeks' time, we'll be celebrating the death of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So it means that the time is really running. It's not waiting for anyone. So we have to take heed, Banwele. Saints, we have to take heed of the time, make use of the time. Yes, we have to see it to it that we are growing. As the time goes, we are growing. We are maturing in the word of God. I'm going to be greeting everyone from the book of James chapter 1.
Wow.
That says, take it as joy, brethren, when you are facing trials of many kinds.
Wow.
For you know, take it as joy. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like it's contradicting us and everyone. Because how do you, when you go through trials, you must still take it as joy.
Wow.
But that is God's opinion, not our opinion. That is God's word. And he's standing on his word. His word is truth.
Wow.
That we have to take it as joy
when
we're facing many kinds of trials.
Wow.
For our faith is being tested. And now this, it also develops our perseverance. The other translations, it develops our patience. And it takes me to the book of Hebrews chapter 12, when it says that we must run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus. Fix our eyes unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and scorning its shame.
Wow.
And now he is exalted, seated on the right-hand side of the throne of God in heaven. So we know that we are facing challenges, whether it's family challenges, whether it's business challenges, financial challenges, and everyone is facing challenges. So we must be encouraged knowing that God knows that our patience are being fashioned and our patience must do its work in Jesus' name. So when you are suffering, take it as joy. That's what the word of God says. Take it as joy. Don't fret, but take it as joy. God is with you. He's testing your faith. Is testing your patience. In Jesus' name, be encouraged.
Well, amen. Be encouraged. Take it as joy whenever you face all kinds of situations. Ucho, o prophetess namhlanje, encouraging us that we must take it as joy in Pulapuli. I don't care what you are facing currently, but rejoice, even though it might look like it's contradicting, but it is the word of God. The word of God has the final say over your life. Let me greet ke o apostle, upizi lapha, searching the scriptures. Yeah, apostle, maninginike this opportunity to greet our listeners.
Amen. Greetings this afternoon to our viewers, listeners of Radio 729 AM, Cape Pulpit. You are greeted in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. we are ready to embark on the word. We're ready to hear what God is saying to us. From the beginning of this year, we spoke on attitude. The first scripture that we read the first week of January 2024, we read a scripture in Genesis chapter 31, where the Bible says, Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, Jacob had taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father. I'm reading Genesis 31, verse 1. And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude towards him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob, go back to the land of your fathers. Then we spoke on the importance of attitude. Attitude is the way you perceive things, the way you look at things in your mind. Remember that the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart. That is now your spirit, with all your soul, your emotions, your thinking, with your will, that's your soul, and with all your strength. That is now the energy of the body, the energy that God has given to you.
Wow.
And we realize, we did say that the connection between our spirit and our body is our soul. So whatever, the soul becomes the door to your spirit. So whatever you allow in your soul is going to contaminate you in your spirit. And a few weeks later on, we spoke where the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, it says, a spirit of man sustains him even in weakness, even in sickness. The spirit of man will, your spirit will sustain your body.
Wow.
Now today we are focusing mainly on, still on attitude, but we are basically focusing on how we need to look at the challenges of life. We need to look at the challenges that we come across in life with a different eye, with a different perspective. Most people have packed their bags and they are getting ready to go to heaven. And I have bad news for you and good news for you, depending from which perspective do you look at this. Jesus says, thy kingdom come. When you look at our Father's prayer, the Lord's Prayer, he says, thine kingdom come, and thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the Bible says the heavens belongs to the Lord our God. But the earth he has given to the sons of men. Now the earth has been given to us. Now I want us to look at what the scripture is saying concerning our challenges here on planet earth. And let's have a look at what Jesus, how Jesus dealt with the issues whilst he was on planet earth. Jesus Christ, we have our first Adam who messed up. And we have our last Adam who rectified that which the first Adam messed up. The first Adam, he messed up that which he messed up things of the kingdom. But now this, the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ, he came to fix up that which the first Adam messed up. The first Adam gave the kingdom. And we read in the book of Luke chapter 4, where verse 5, where the Bible says, the, Satan said to Jesus, all these kingdoms I will give them to you with their splendor. And he is the one who say, they were given to me, and I give them to whosoever I wish. But he did not say from which, from whom he got them from. He only says they were given to him. Now, he got them from the first Adam. Now, the second, not the second, but the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. So the last Adam, Jesus Christ, he brought the kingdom. And the kingdom was upon his shoulders. And he's bringing that to the church to say, this is what you lost from the first Adam. And I, as the last Adam, I'm bringing that which you lost from the first Adam. The last Adam brought it back, which is the kingdom of God. Now, our attitude when we are faced up with challenges, challenges are meant to strengthen us. Most people, when they meet with challenges, they feel like they want to go home. They want to leave the planet Earth. Mm. They feel that the Earth is not theirs. They're not supposed to be here. They've been here by mistakes and all that. And it's all because of the attitude. Mm. And today, by the grace of God, I want us to have a different mindset. A different perspective, how God looks at challenges, and how, as children of God, do we have to look at the challenges. And I want to take you, first of all, we realize that the old Israelites in the Bible, the Bible says all that they went through was an example to us so that we may learn. We read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It says all that the old Israelites went through, the history, all the stuff that they went through, the Bible says it was an example that was set to us so that we as the new Israelites, we are able to learn from our old Israelites. We are able to learn from their history. Now, I want to ask you to go to the book of Exodus chapter 13. And I am going to read so that you hear what the Bible is saying, so that we may learn from the old Israelites and then pick up something, go through it from the Old Testament up to the New Testament, so that we're able to have a different perspective. In Exodus chapter 13, we read from verse 17. When Pharaoh let the people go, I'm reading verse 17 from New International Version, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road towards the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. Now, when the children of Israel, God kept on saying to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And when they left Egypt, there was a shorter route for them to get into Canaan.
Jesus.
But the Bible says God took them on a long one so that he was able to see that which was in their hearts. God knew what was in their hearts, but he wanted to give the old Israelites time so that they can be able to look at what is in their hearts. Because sometimes if something is in your heart, you do not realize it. Now you have to be taken through a certain situation so that you are able to see what is in your heart. Just whilst we are over here, I can just bring up the issue of David. David did not realize the kind of heart that he had. And then until he saw Bathsheba bathing. And then later on, he realized that his heart was evil. And he's saying, Lord, search me and know my heart today. No, until he was put through a certain situation, only then, after you have gone through a situation, you realize that which is in your heart, which was in your heart. So God was saying to the Israelites, I know what is in your hearts, and I am a God of hearts. I search all the hearts. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know or understand it? And God says, I, the Lord, knows the heart, and I search it, and I reward a person according to that which is in his heart. Now, God had to take the Israelites through a longer route so that they would be able to see themselves what was in their hearts. Now, the second scripture that I want us to look at is found in the book of Judges. The book of Judges. The book of Judges chapter 3. I'm reading Judges chapter 3. I am reading verse 1. This, it doesn't say this. It says this. T-H-E-S-E. These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. There are nations that the Lord left. He says he did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not previously had battles experience. Now, God wanted the Israelites who came out of Egypt. There were those ones who were born in the desert, whom Joshua circumcised, and he took them through to the land of Canaan. Now, those ones, they had not yet experienced any battles. And the Bible says there are certain nations that the Lord left for those generation to be able to experience warfare. Because they did not know what warfare was. And so God left these nations for them so that they may be able to get the experience from fighting, that they will be able to have the victory. God allowed those people to remain.
Yeah.
Now, in the book of John, I'm jumping quickly to the book of John because I'm bringing this whole thing together so that we should be able to have a different attitude or a different mindset when we are faced up with challenges in the world. In John chapter 16, Jesus is saying, our master, the author and the finisher of our faith, he says something very, very powerful and important, which I would love all the listeners to take note of. I'm reading John chapter 16. I'm reading verse 33. It reads as follows. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is now Jesus saying this himself. He's saying, in this world, there will be trouble, but cheer up, because I have overcome the world. Now, whilst we are still there, I want us to have a look at the prayer that Jesus made for his disciples, which is in the next page, which is John chapter 17.
Yes.
John 17, verse 15, I read, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Heaven, the Bible, when you read the book of Revelation, it says, the cowards will not enter the kingdom of heaven. God does not want us to rush to get to heaven because we are running away from the tribulations and the trials and challenges of the world. But at the right time, when you have done the work which he assigned you to do, and when you have impacted your generation with a God-given gift, then God allows you to rest. When he allows you to rest, it's not that you are running away from the challenges, but you are resting because you finished your work. That is fine. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to rest at the right time when we have done the work. Because heaven, it will not be full of cowards. The Bible says the cowards, they will not inherit the kingdom of heaven in Revelation chapter 21. I think it is verse 8. Now, what we need to see here is that in Luke chapter 4, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus Christ, before he could begin his ministry, the Bible says he was led by the Spirit to the desert. He was led, I'm reading verse 1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert. Where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Now, I'm reading verse 13 now. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was led by the Spirit to the desert to be the purpose of him being led to the desert by the Spirit was so that he should meet the tempter. So the tempter came, was with Jesus in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
Wow.
And during that time, Jesus ate nothing. Now, when we read the latter part of verse 13 of Luke chapter 4, it says, when the tempter had finished all this tempting, meaning the enemy came, Satan came, and he started his tempting, and Jesus gave the devil a chance to finish his tempting. Wow. And when he was done and dusted, then we read the next verse. Then Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. That's now verse 14. Now he's returning in the power of the Spirit. Challenges are not there to destroy you, but challenges are there to help you discover that which is it is in your heart. Mm. And when you are facing with trials or challenges in your life, always remember this. There is always a crown of life that God has prepared for you.
Wow.
That's why in James chapter 5, chapter 1, the first scripture that my wife quoted, where the Bible says, James says, take it as joy, meaning change your attitude when it comes to challenges. Do not take them like, God is destroying me. What have I done? Oh, why me, Lord? Oh, why this time? Do not ask that. Behind the challenges that you are facing, there is a crown of life that God has prepared for those who love him. And that's why the Bible says, blessed is the man who endured trials.
Wow.
Because when he has stood the test, he will receive a crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So next time you meet up with challenges, I want you to have a different mindset. Tell yourself that, number one, this challenge, God will not allow this challenge to be over me, but he will always allow me to be above it. Meaning if I am above it, I am in control, it is under me. That's number one. Number two, every time I face up a challenge, God wants me to see that which is in me. There is a scripture where we normally say, greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. And the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. But that which is in you, you don't realize it until God allows you to go through the challenges. And when you have gone through the challenges, you look back, you can see the one who is in you. And you will not deceive yourself to think that you have something else, whereas you have something completely different. So welcome challenges in your life. And as they come through, see in them, see behind them, see a crown of life that God has prepared for you as a child of God.
Wow. See the crown of life. Now we are learning that we need to check or change our perspective whenever we are facing challenges.
That's right.
And the good thing that I'm picking up, Apostle, is that sometimes we normally say to people, come to Jesus and everything will be well.
Yes.
You are emphasizing that you will face challenges
yes,
when
you
are a Christian.
Hell will break loose.
Yeah, hell will break loose.
Yes.
But it's a matter of how do you view these challenges, perspective, attitude.
That's it.
It's very important.
Amen.
Because you are just reminding me that whenever you are seeing somebody crowned as a winner or whatsoever, it's not because that person never faced challenges in his or her life.
That is true.
They did face the challenges, but they didn't allow the challenges to dictate.
That is true.
As you have just nicely put it, and say challenges must not be above us, but they must be underneath us.
Yes.
Now, Apostle, I just want to allow you to encourage, be it a pastor who is listening to you right now, who might be saying, I'm facing challenges in my church, and there are all sorts of challenges.
Yes.
And sometimes they might be in a verge to even give up and doubt that God called them because of the hardship that they are facing.
Oh,
so I just want, if you can, when you are wrapping up, encourage that pastor that is listening.
That is true. To the viewers and to the man of God who is listening, I want to bring your attention to two scriptures. The number one is found in the book of Numbers 21. Numbers 21, the Bible says, the children of Israel, when they were in the desert, there were venomous snakes that began to work on them. And whilst the snakes were biting them, God spoke to Moses. And God said, put a brazen snake on a pole. And everyone who looks at the one of Moses on the pole, the snakes that were working on them in the natural, they will stop once you look at the one on the pole.
Wow.
Now, what I want to encourage our viewers and the man of God who is doing the work of God is to say, number one, turn your attention away from the situation. Turn your eyes unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Remember that as long as you look to the waters, you will sink. But when you look at the one who made the waters, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, he will speak to the waters. You will be able to walk on water. The impossible will become possible when we look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. So I am bringing a word of encouragement to say, let us now set our minds. Let us remove our eyes from the waves of the sea.
Wow.
Let us set our minds on the one who called us. Because the Bible says, he who called us is faithful and will do it.
Wow.
The second thing that I want to bring again is found in the book of Romans chapter 4.
Wow.
I will encourage our listeners, viewers, and the men of God to go through the entire book of Romans chapter 4. The Bible says when God gave a promise to Abraham, he says, no longer will you be Abraham, but you will be Abraham because I've made you a father of many nations.
Wow.
The Bible says Abraham did not look at the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he looked to the word, and he was fully convinced that that one who promised was faithful and was going to do it. So he set his mind not on the circumstances, which is the womb of or the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he focused on the word of God, knowing that God was faithful and he was going to deliver that which he had promised. The third thing that I want to cement in the heart of a listener and the man of God who's going through the challenges. I want us to look at the issue of David. I'm quoting in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. When David went to the battlefield to take food for his brothers, he heard, it is at the time where he heard Goliath speaking, give me a man. And when David heard him asking for a man, he said, what will be done to a man who is going to face and remove the reproach from Israel? So he listened to Goliath once. His brothers gave attention to Goliath. So your ears are very, very important. The things that you keep on listening to, they will go into your heart and they will change that which is in your heart, and the way you see things as well, it will change your perspective. So David heard Goliath once, but his brothers, they heard him every day. And they, because they kept on hearing Goliath saying, give me a man every day, they ended up confessing exactly what Goliath was saying. Every time when Goliath showed up, he didn't have to say anything. The brothers of David, they said, that man, do you see that man? He's looking for a man. But David did not listen for a long time to the lies of Goliath. In our lives, it's very, very important that we should not listen to the lies of the enemy enough to a point that we believe that, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the last one, as I rough cast now, as I throw it in as a bonus, it is now found in the book of Mark chapter 5. The Bible says the woman with an issue of blood, the Bible says when she heard about Jesus, I'm bringing the importance of hearing and the importance of seeing. What you see and what you hear goes a long way. It will be able to change your perspective. Do not allow people, as a man of God, when you are pastoring a church or you are a minister or you are in charge of God's work, do not allow anyone to bring you news from the church members to come and tell you what other church members are saying, because that is bringing division. Those people, they want you as a man of God to have place for them and reject other men of God. You are not called to a certain group of people. You are called to the body of Christ. The Bible says Jesus Christ did not entrust himself to men because he knew all men. He did not receive any man's testimony because he knew what was in men. So as a man of God, make sure that your eyes, they look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And your ears, they listen to that which God is saying. Remember, Jesus said, take heed of what you hear, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This is a word of encouragement to a man of God and any child of God who's going through the challenges in your life. Take them as joy. Change your attitude. The challenges are not going to move. They are going. They are going to stay, because Jesus said, "In this world there will be trouble, but in me you will have peace. Cheer up, I have overcome the world."
Wow, Apostle, can you pray for us?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that has come forth. We thank you that according to the book of Isaiah, you said it will not go forth and come back to you without doing that which it was sent forth to do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit will take this word and will expand it more and more into our hearts and give us a thirst and hunger for your word. Reveal it more and more into our hearts, Lord, and let the enemy not steal it, but I seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ, but that word will grow and yield fruits, and that the fruit will remain in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, wow, wow. Amen. Thank you, Apostle, and thank you, Prophetess, very much. We are so blessed and edified to listen or hear this powerful message that is preparing us as we are about to start, as we have already started the month of March, that whatever challenges that we might be facing in March, we must look at it differently, knowing that our God is above and knowing that we are overcomers. And thank you, Apostle, for that word to encourage pastors and our listeners. Indeed, sometimes we need to be encouraged.
Yes.
And I'm definitely sure that people that are listening to you right now, they are encouraged and edified. And thank you very much for being a blessing to us and to the studio. We really, really celebrate and honor you. For whenever we are starting a month, you are coming and in person. In fact, you are coming in person and being a blessing to us. We don't take it for granted. Yeah. May the Lord continue to preserve you for us.
Thank you
very much.
Bless you.
Sikhupha ke Apostle ngengoma kanhlanhla mbingo esithi ulithemba.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.